The Senate passed a government spending bill this week with a 90-6 vote, which in the current political climate is almost shocking in its bipartisanship. The bill funds the government through December 11th, which means Congress will face another funding deadline before the end of the year, but at least the immediate threat of a shutdown is off the table. The notable thing is what the bill doesn't include: Trump's demands around election integrity provisions and a formal congressional authorization for the Iran war were both sidestepped.
The war authorization question is genuinely important. 5 months into armed conflict with Iran, Congress has not passed an authorization for use of military force. The administration has been operating under existing executive authority, but the Democratic deficit here is significant. Democratic senators who are pushing to end the war are partly motivated by this constitutional gap. They argue Congress was never given the vote it should have had.
Todd Blanche was confirmed as Attorney General immediately after the spending vote, before the Senate went on a 5-week recess. Blanche, of course, was Trump's personal defense attorney during the federal criminal cases. His confirmation gives the administration a loyal ally at the top of the Justice Department, which brings us to a story that illustrates what that means in practice.
The DOJ has refused to refund restitution payments made by pardoned January 6th rioters. So these individuals were convicted, paid restitution as part of their sentences, then received presidential pardons, and now the government is keeping the money. The legal argument is that a pardon wipes the criminal conviction, but doesn't necessarily reverse every financial consequence that flowed from it. The political optics, though, are complicated even for supporters of the pardons.
The Trump reflecting pool story is remarkable on its own terms. The New York Times reported that a manager from one of Trump's golf clubs was put in charge of the renovation of the National Mall's reflecting pool, one of the most visited monuments in the country. The renovation was botched. The details of exactly what went wrong are being investigated. But the pattern of placing loyalists from Trump's private business operations into federal project management roles is one that oversight watchers have flagged repeatedly.
Democrats are already planning their response if they retake the House in the midterms. The reporting this week indicates organized preparation for oversight hearings and potential impeachment inquiries. Whether that's strategic positioning or genuine institutional concern, it tells you something about how both parties are treating the midterms as a referendum on executive accountability.
The DHS proposal to eliminate the 60-day grace period for H-1B workers who lose their jobs is another significant policy move that's gotten less attention than it deserves. Currently, if an H-1B visa holder is laid off, they have 60 days to find a new sponsor before they're required to leave the country. The proposal would eliminate that window entirely, meaning the day you're laid off, the clock effectively starts on departure. In a tech sector that's seen significant layoffs, this would affect tens of thousands of highly skilled workers.
The NIH decision to bar visa holders from its Pathways to Independence program compounds this. That program is specifically designed to help early career scientists transition to independent research positions. Cutting off international scientists on visas from that pathway will push some of the world's most talented researchers to take their work to Canada, the UK, or the EU, which have been actively recruiting American-trained scientists.
Tennessee held its first primary test under its redrawn congressional map this week, and the results delivered some genuine upsets. Redistricting primaries are often the real elections in states with strong partisan lean, and Tennessee's results suggest the new maps are producing different coalitions than incumbents expected. We'll be watching those results as a leading indicator for the November landscape.